Stranded by the Saints. I'm here with Smith. Oh, let me tell you what I played. Stranded by the Saints, obviously. Nat Friedberg, Devil Rockin' Man. He has a CD that's going to come out. He has a CD release. I think it's a release party, but it's in a couple weeks. And before that, The Eaters, Nervous Eaters with Hot Steel and Acid. Smitty is here.
Yeah! Oh, man.
One of the most vibrant people I know.
I love being here with you, Skyrock!
What's not to love, right?
Oh, this is so good. Yeah, so those songs you played, man, those are pretty rocking.
Yeah, that's what we try to do.
So, yes, here we are again. We got another show coming up. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some music from the bands that are at the event. And, you know.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve?
Yeah, actually, the beauty part was is we had friends and family over. So it was just, you know, at the house, lots of food. And, I wasn't driving, so you know I might have bent my arm a little more.
It's okay. I didn't do anything. My wife made a delicious pork roast, though. I had a bottle of champagne, and I was asleep by about 11:30.
I think I fell asleep and then got up in time
to see the big thing.
Yeah, the fun stuff going on. We actually we did Alaskan king crab. And Indigenous crab for our New Year's dinner.
Indigenous, you got me on that.
It's a crab. It's a big, you know, okay. Crab body. Not as expensive as the Alaskan king crab. So it's kind of like you get started on the Alaskan king crab and just, you know, it's like, I want more crab. It's like, well, we could only afford this much of that. So now we're going to go to the Indigenous. And they're big. I think they came from the West Coast. I think the East Coast ones are smaller around here. So we got the big ones. And it was a great meal, friends, family. And we had all these fun gigs coming up. And so really, to me, the start of the new year, bam, bam. First 2-3 weeks of January coming out, shooting.
You got an event.
We got events. We got events all over the place. Last week we were at the Heavy Leather Topless Dance Party television show. We had a blast with that. Then the other band that I play drums in, Little Billy Lost, we had a show at Kodo. And then we got another one coming up in a couple of weeks at Sally O'Brien's. But the big main event.
It is.
At once on Saturday, January 12th. Once again, we're going to have Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, man. I love this man so much, universe or 10, 20, 30 years ago, this guy would be a superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so talented.
Great entertainer.
Oh, he's unbelievable. And every time, we get together, it's just like, oh, that's right. You're really good.
Yeah.
And his band. His band is amazing. Yeah. Tamara Gooding, the drummer, she is just like off the charts great.
And he's been doing it a while now.
He has. But the thing is, I think there's a portrait in his attic that, Dorian Gray, he looks great. He looks phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, he's got me beat like times 10.
These guys that never age. And you're
never.
You're losing your hair. My teeth are falling out of my head.
Everything. He looks amazing. So, and he's just so talented with music, performance, acting, right on down the line. So we're so fortunate to have Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. And then, one of the hottest bands in the entire New England area, The Gala. The Gala are just tearing it up. I love that they said yes to doing this show. Every time they get on a stage, they really they just wear everybody out. They're so energetic. And then I have a very good friend up in Portland, Maine. Linda Mandolin, she plays in a band called Tiger Bomb.
That I've been dying to see. Heard a lot about, and I've heard some of the a lot of the music on the internet, and I like what I've heard.
So I talked to her, and I said, would you be interested? And she said, Smitty, it just happens that we have a brand new record coming out called Uproar during the same time frame.
Right.
So she was like, heck yeah, we want to do this. So, we're so blessed that it's the Boston area record release for Tiger Bomb. And then, of course, we have...
The main event. The main event.
My group of lovable... Fez Tones.
Big group. It's a big crew you're bringing up there.
It was 8 people in June of last year, and somehow it up to 10. Now, for the record, 4 of us are singing. So it's like...
They count.
Yeah, they count. So, those are just microphones in the front of the stage. So last time we played, we had 4 people in the back actually making the music. Now we've worked it into 6. And really just an amazing group of people. I am so blessed to have all of them, playing with me on these shows. And the energy level is through the roof. I mean, really.
Yeah, I was at the first one there. It was a fantastic time. And we were discussing off here that this isn't something you can throw together every other week.
No.
So if you want to catch it.
You do. It's one of these things.
Wild.
Well, we're of an age now. We run into our friends and people we know. It's like, oh, I got this I got to do. I can't make it. I'll catch the next one. I got to be honest with you. There may not be a next one. It's like, I get it. You have like a hardcore family obligation. Okay, whatever. I don't want to cause problems at home. But don't go thinking there's a next one.
If you're on the couch with a head cold, get out.
It's right, a head cold.
Yeah.
They serve whiskey and bourbon. Yeah. What the heck? Go get it, the old school medicine.
Oh,
So these are very special events. And we're very fortunate that Once is letting us do it again. Mm. And it is this Saturday. So the doors open at 7:30. We're going on at 8:00 sharp. So it's kind of, Smitty, The Gala, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, and Tiger Bomb. And it says bam, bam, bam. We've got some very fun stuff. We have a special performance by Jessica Lee Scarry, who, she works at Hubba Hubba, and before I forget, Hubba Hubba is actually the sponsor of the event.
Oh, all right.
So we got Hubba Hubba as a sponsor. We got Jessica Lee Scarry, who is a performer. I won't tell you what, if you know her, you know what she does.
She's I got an idea.
Yeah, she's going to come on stage and perform. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to, and she's coming on early on in our set. So you definitely want to have your car parked, a drink in your hand, and ready for rock and roll at 8 o'clock sharp on this Saturday.
And I like the way you've positioned this because you want to be there at the end, too.
Yes, you do, because Tiger Bomb is going on again, last with their record release.
Right, and they're not often here.
Right.
Because, again, they're from the Portland area.
Portland, Maine. Yeah, so I am very excited about this bill. It just worked out great. It's 18 plus, so if you're 18, it's funny. It's 18 plus, and we had somebody complain because they wanted to bring their daughter. It's like, I'm sorry, you know. It's like
you're doing good getting the 18
come
plus.
Come on, 18 plus, please.
In a nursery.
That's right. Exactly. It's like, I get it. You want him to morph into a rock and roller one day. You know, this is an adult 18 plus fair going on that stage. You can get advanced tickets at Ticketfly, ticketfly.com. Do a search on Gene Dante, and it'll give it to you. The actual URL is way too long, but it's Ticketfly. And $12 in advance, $15 day of the show. Doors at 7:30. Show's going to start at 8 o'clock sharp. And it's just a few days away, and I'm already I'm
buzzing about it.
Oh, this is so exciting.
We're going to play a couple bands, I'm going to play two songs, and the second song is going to be a Smitty song, and we're going to discuss a bit about that song when we come back, and listen at the very end of that song, and I picked up on it right away, but we'll get to afterwards why that was, but here we go. I think this is the gala we're starting off with. We'll be back in a few. All right. I hope I picked right up on that. I heard that song. I almost messaged Smitty right away and said, is that Charlton Heston from the Planet of the Apes? Because Little Bags, like, that is one of my, we talked about this, that was one of my first movies I saw in that theater with my mother, family, I should say. And what an impression, because for those, if you don't like the Planet of the Apes, you're going to be lost on this.
Right, but, right. Yeah, but it when, is a kind of the kind of movie not everyone's going to love, but if you love
but
it.
But I got to mention it.
Yeah, yeah.
They're running through the field because they know the apes and the horses are coming,
right.
The peoples.
Right.
But you haven't seen an ape yet.
You haven't.
You saw them crash. They,
yep.
They wandered through the desert.
The leather
they
uniform.
They saw the Forbidden Zone
yep.
thing.
Yep.
But the first screenshot, when they finally flashed it, was the ape with a gun on
yep.
a horse.
Yep.
And I was like, wow.
Right.
I've never seen anything like that in a theater before.
We were about the same age. It blew me right. away. I was sold. It clearly got under my skin.
Yeah.
And, you know, so basically, this is now going back a few years. I'm having a conversation with a couple people on Facebook. You know, we're doing messaging back and forth.
Yeah.
One of the gentlemen is just an incredible artist in Detroit. And the other person is this woman who's very involved in the Detroit music scene. And we're just having a gas talking about all the symbolism, you know, Beware the Beast Man. And as we're talking about it, I'm like, I'm like writing songs. Beware the Beast. That's a song.
That's a hit.
That's a, well, I don't know about a hit, but it's a song at the very least. And the song wrote itself. I mean, literally within 2 days, I was sending the first draft to these two people just to, you know, for kicks. Yeah. And I knew I wanted to do some, you know, Chicago style blues harmonica on it. And I knew it was going to distort it and have some fun with it. So when I send that back, that blew their mind. And so it's like, oh, you know, actually, in a larger sense, this particular song, Beware the Beast Man, really put a fire under my butt to finish this thing off. It's like, wow, this is actually not bad. I don't have any delusions that this is going to be like a major hit. But I was like, you know what? I want to get this out. I got to finish this other stuff.
I can make something out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So at the very end, so with the rough on it, because I was just sharing it with my friends, I took a sample of Charlton Heston at the beginning of the movie in the spaceship, and I took the sample of Charlton Heston screaming at the very end. And so, you know, it's time to record it, and I did some research on usage rights, and it's just like, oh, man, I don't have the bank for this. And so I just recreated his parts myself.
That's right. That's you at the end.
Yeah, it's me at the end screaming my brains out.
See, you had me convinced that was Charlton.
Well, you know,
you
screaming.
Did a good job.
Thank you very much.
But like you said, that's not probably that hard to replicate.
No.
You know, damn you all to hell.
You really blew it.
You probably say that more than we think.
Yeah, all the time. Just, you know, hopefully not to your wife or girlfriend.
No.
They can say it to you. That's allowed.
But he saw that Statue of Liberty. That was it.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Yeah, as a 13-year-old, when I saw that ending.
Right. That was another thing, too. I think they just showed the shadow initially.
Well, you see the crown. But you don't know what the heck that is.
Right. And they slowly...
Yeah. And they back up. No, that was just for its time. That was the whole metaphor on, you know, it's almost kind of a first science fiction Koyaanisqatsi kind of thing. Like, we're really, you know, messing up the planet, and this is what we did. And so it worked on so many levels. Yeah, you know, there were apes and, you know.
People had no idea we'd be talking about the Planet of the Apes tonight. I did.
I wrote a song about it.
No one else did, though. So I thought you were talking about music and the... It's all about the Planet of the Apes.
But I'm very proud of that song. And so, yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it, Skyrock.
You wanted to mention something about the show.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I apologize, Pam. The DJ for every other Mikey D show
on the town
with Mikey D. She's going to be the guest MC host for this Saturday, and definitely I want to thank Pam for agreeing to do that. I met her for the first time a couple weeks ago when I came in here to do her show, and she was wonderful.
Yeah,
man, you know, it's really
that's another great MFO show that we got going on here.
Oh, so many. I mean, this is not, I'm not a smart guy. I don't do things, you know, by calculation. I just pretty much go where I just sort of feel the inertia and the love go. And I have to be honest with you, WMFO has been so good to, you know, playing Smitty and promoting the shows that I've been doing. I really just thank you. I mean, thank you.
Thanks
specifically.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
That's what I try to do here, get the music to the people.
Well, thank
get
you
them
so
out
very much.
And get them out to the shows.
Yeah,
too.
We got room. So the ballroom at once, you know, we got some numbers we want to beat from the last time that we played, and we actually have a pretty good start. So come on out. Let's set some records,
and
man.
That was well attended. I was at the first one.
And
we don't know when Smitty's coming back.
Yeah, so don't pretend like I'll catch him next time. You know what? As far as you're concerned,
tomorrow may never come.
That's right. There is no next time.
I'm gonna play a couple more bands from the show. I'm gonna play Tiger Bomb. We're gonna play something from Gene Dante, and we'll get back and we'll talk a bit more here with Smitty.
Long, but it pounds like
like a hammer.
That was Little Billy Lost.
Yeah.
Song called World.
World.
Before that, Gene Dante and the Future Starlets with Sea Star. And Smitty, of course, would Beware the Beast Man. But Gene Dante will also be at the show.
Yeah.
Want to talk a bit about Little Billy?
Yeah, so Little Billy, we just did a show last Friday in Cotto. And then we have another show coming up at Sally O'Brien's on Friday, January 18th. And we're playing with Tsunami of Sound, Kitar Bear, and
someone else.
No, I make the curve. The I don't have the notes in front of me. I'm sorry. What is the curve? I'll go on my phone. I'll look it up. Anyways, it's going to be Sally
at the next break.
At the next break, it's Sally O'Brien's on Friday, January 18th, and we're excited about that one, and we're going back in the studio at the end of February to record a song, and so we got some more fun stuff coming out in Little Billy Lost, and we're having a gas. We have a new bass player, Pat Moynihan, who's just killing it, and really just having a great, and I'm so fortunate to be able to play drums in that band with James Melanson and Fred Pinot. Really, it's a joy.
Of the Atlantics.
Fred Pinot of the Atlantics, and boy, I'll tell you, that guy is the real deal.
Yeah.
When you're in a room and you start putting together a song, what he comes up with, it's like, oh yeah, that is a good idea. Oh no, yeah, we should do that. I mean, he just knows where to push the song, and when it comes time to do either a vocal, a lyric, or a guitar lead, it's just like, yeah, that's why the Atlantics were as good
the
as
Atlantics,
they were.
Yeah.
You know, they were just amazing. And so I feel very fortunate playing with Fred and James and Pat Moynihan, and I'm having fun on the drums with that.
You know, what's cool is it's totally different sounds with Little Billy and your own Smitty Smith. And so you get to, right?
Absolutely. And it makes total
sense.
They both
work,
because I love music.
Yeah.
You're not locked into one genre.
That's cool because it's pretty different sounds.
Yes, indeed. Even within the universe of the Smitty world, you know, the album, the CD, Just a Modern Guy.
Oh yeah, bouncing around.
Yeah, it's a little eclectic. And actually, the funny thing is, when I was pursuing the art path early on, the one criticism review I got constantly from my art teachers is I was very eclectic. It's like, you know, you really should
like focus. It was a bad thing.
You're like, well, like it was a bad, but some people are like, well, actually, you know, you're kind of young. You don't really have to figure it out yet, you know, very figurative or very abstract or fun or serious, whatever. And so it's just kind of funny, you know, the beauty part of being a early Beatles fan, as they matured in their songwriting, they it's like you couldn't lock them into anything.
Right.
And I just figured that's the guy I want to be.
Right.
Because, you know, I've been around, I've been doing this a long time, and it's like, no, I'm not going to be this one thing. I'm going to be the, I mean, if I have the inspiration, you know, to do something, I'm just going to do it. No apologies.
I think that's great. I do that a lot on my show. Regular listeners will know, I tend to bounce genres. I don't play all punk. I don't play all rock. I'm steeped in that, I would say, but there's some alternative in there. There's some alt country in there. There's some soul in there. There's everything in there. So I
exactly.
Mix it up.
And it's just, you know, and that's the way life should be. You know, I'm that way with my food. I'm there that way with movies I go to see.
Yeah, I'll eat anything pretty much.
Pretty much. Oh, I will definitely eat anything.
Give it a shot.
People crack up. I will eat anything.
You're like one of those guys, if on Survivor, if there's a bug on there, you say, yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot. I've eaten bugs. Now, the truth is, cooked, fried.
Fine line.
Yeah, it gives it a little, you know, it's crispy and whatever. And but yeah, I'll eat one time. I'll try it, and if I don't like it, it's okay.
It's over. I want to mention before I get out of here about a benefit.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my glasses on for this. I can't see anymore. The night before your show, this Friday night.
Yes.
There is a, this is for Chris Daugherty of Gang Green, who suffered a stroke, and he's recovering, and they think there'll be a complete recovery, but obviously the expenses are steep. So there's a little bit of a benefit at the Paradise this Friday night with a lot of old school punk bands, punk rock bands. I'm just going to read off the people that are going to be there. Slapshot, the FUs, Evan Dando from the Lemonheads.
That's awesome.
Dogmatics. Unnatural Acts, Richie Parsons was involved in that project. White Dynamite, Springer, Worm. I don't know what Worm is. And I know most of these bands. I go quite a ways back. Can't say I'm familiar with Worm. But
you're forgiven.
Yeah, I can't get them all. But and for me, and the Outlets are going to be there. And the Outlets were one of my formative bands, along with the Neighborhoods, like back in the early 80s. That I was like, wow, this local scene is something. And they really get together to reform the Outlets. So that's almost worth the price of admission right there. So I get you Friday, Saturday locked in.
Yes. That's Friday
at the Paradise, Saturday at once.
And then the Chelsea Curve. the band that Little Billy Lost has played with.
Came to you.
I was, in my mind's eye, I was imagining Chelsea was a longer word. It's like, no, it's just the Chelsea Curve. So that's Sally O'Brien's Friday, January 18th. That's
with Little Billy.
With Little Billy, yeah. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, we got your weekend, Friday and Saturday, bam, bam.
And it's cool that they support. The local scene is pretty good as far as supporting people that are down the luck, so to speak, and this benefit is right along those lines. So I suggest you check it out. For those who aren't familiar with Gangrene, they were one of the early punk bands that I think they won the Rumble, but they're most well known for their song Alcohol, which is oft covered and cannot be played on air, but I used to love Gangrene. I saw Jesus, it was probably like 3 or 4 years ago at the Middle East, Doherty, and he looked pretty good. He played Gangrene songs. I'm like, wow. And the thing that was funny, he's got to be like in his 50s now, I'm thinking, Doherty, I don't know. And he's up there singing Alcohol and a lot of songs that, you know, I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. He's still banging that out.
Well, the early 80s Boston rock and punk scene really was amazing. Actually, it was one of the reasons why the band that I moved out here with, Figures on a Beach, one of the reasons we chose Boston, because the music scene around here in the early mid-80s was off the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, just really phenomenal.
And it's still good, but more people got to look for it. You got to look for it. It's not going to jump out at you. You got to get out there and look for it.
The biggest difference is the college nightlife in the early 80s, mid 80s. The college kids were going to the rock shows. That was
yes,
the place.
Exactly.
You know, they wanted to meet the boys and the girls. That's where they went. Now, you know, it's a different thing.
I don't know what they're doing, but they're not doing it.
Tinder, you know, whatever. What are you going to do?
I'm going to play some outlets and a couple of rocking songs. We don't have a ton of time left. And we'll come back with Smitty though one more time to say, see ya. But this is something from the outlets.
Baby. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, we hit a button this up. That was a local band called OC45. Song was The Bottles, got Your Name on it. Before that, The Outlets, of course, with Sheila, who, as I said, are playing The Benefit this Friday night at the Paradise for Chris Daugherty of Gangrene with a slew of local, old school local punk bands. WMFO in Medford. I'm Skybar. I'm here with Smitty. What's up? This is it.
This is it. One more time.
One more boost to the show. And
this Saturday, January 12th, sponsored by Hubba Hubba, with the MC host, Pam
from MFO.
MFO. Pam from MFO.
On the town.
She's going to be the guest MC host. We're going to have a special performance by Jessica Lee Scary. The headliner of the evening is Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. The gala, Tiger Bomb from Portland, Maine, with their record release, area record release for Uproar. And my band, Smitty. Doors open at 7:30. We're going on at 8 o'clock sharp. Be there with
Be
a drink
early,
in your hand.
Stay late.
Get a good parking spot.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
The Dunkin' Donuts across the street is going to fill up in 5 minutes. So I always try that little lot. Saying, you know, there might be a space there. There's like 15 spaces.
I always spin throw
when I say.
Well, because people come and go. So you got to take a look at it. But the nice thing about Highland Avenue is it's very long going in both directions. And honestly, you can find a spot.
Yeah.
You can find a spot.
It's not like there's five clubs there. Once is pretty much it.
That's it.
And it's not, so yeah, sometimes the most I've had to do is walk, I think, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
On Highland Avenue.
Well, I do the New York thing, you know, playing in a band, and that you just go right up to the door, you put your flashers on, you load your stuff into the hallway, and then you go find a parking spot.
Right.
You know, but you learn the hard way. For, you know, when I started playing New York way back in the day, it's like you find your parking spot, like, you know, six blocks away, a drummer. You know, carrying my stuff down. It's like, no. You just got to know. It's like, no, you're going to hold up traffic. People are going to honk at you. You're going to put your flashers on, and you're just walking inside, have a, you know, one of the bartenders watch it, and then you go find your parking spot.
Be back in half an hour.
Exactly. Do the same thing
again. The thing at once is, I think you pretty much have to park on Highland Ave. Side streets are, all red. So, you got to park on Highland. But, yeah, it's not as crazy as you would think. You think, my God, where am I going to go? It's just a... But yeah, if you get there at like, I don't know, when's the show? 8?
Well, I'm saying we're going to start playing at 8 sharp. I mean, really, none of this 8:15.
If you get there about 7:10, I bet you can park in Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what I'm saying.
Get a coffee, too.
Heck yeah.
And then you cover, you say, listen, I was at Dunkin' Donuts. I can park here.
Well.
Because they do, technically, they say, you can only park if you're at Dunkin' Donuts.
Well.
But they close at like, I don't know, 9.
I don't understand that. You got a club right there. You should be opening up till 2.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, when I'm leaving, if I had a couple of drinks, you know, it's like, I don't really get that one. Someone's not thinking. God.
But we got to get out of here. Thanks again, Smitty.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to close with something by the Black Halos. See you next week with another guest in. I'll tell you about that over the internet. Well, I'll tell you now. Nat Friedberg of the Upper Crust fame will be in. But we'll see you. Thanks.